All right, on this episode of Bouks Talking Bouts, excited to be talking to an individual set to headline BKFC 37, which goes down on March the 4th. A very intriguing high-stakes collision as Connor Tierney and Jake Lindsay knuckle up and toe the line, and always good getting to have Jake on the show. How's everything going, man?
Man, it's going so good. I'm feeling great, man. Mental's good, physical's good. I mean, I'm just excited about it. I'm just trucking along. I wish it was next week, but it's not, so I got a little bit longer to wait. But I feel fucking great, honestly. I feel good.
Yeah, it seems like many things are really falling into place well for you professionally and personally. And I wanted to, you know, mention this. I don't know if you happened to catch this by chance, but I was talking to David Feldman recently, and he was saying that, you know, Gorjan Slaveski would be, you know, fighting for the welterweight title in June against either Luis Palomino or the winner of this upcoming fight with yourself and Connor Tierney, should Palomino choose to vacate the title. I'm curious what your thoughts are on that there. Was that something you were privy to?
I mean, yeah, I knew it'd be... It's weird, though, because in my contract, it says that I get a title fight if I win. Now, maybe that's down the line, so maybe if the, what's his name? Gogo is his name? Gogo Slavic? Is that the guy you're talking about? I can't pronounce his name, but the guy who just won the title contention fight, maybe they mean after he fights Palomino for the belt. But I don't think Palomino fights again, man. I think he vacates. I think it's me versus Gogo. That's what I'm thinking. And I'll tell you what, Gogo was tough, but I'm going to carve him up. Maybe.
I was going to say, was that something you had on the, I guess presuming you're a guy who does like New Year's resolutions and stuff, was that something you were thinking of for 2023? Like if you, you know, get the right couple wins together?
Nope. I mean, it's always in the tail. Like I'm a guy that I'm so fucking motivated. I'm so in my own lane doing what I'm supposed to be fucking doing that. Fighting for me is just a form of self-expression. I wanted the belt. But it's not something that, like, it's autopilot for me at this point, man. I've been fighting so long. I train my ass off. I train hard all the time. I train harder than most people, you know. I train harder by myself than most people do with their team right there and their coaches around them. So I don't, it's something I wanted, but it wasn't like, you know, a goal per se. If it falls, if the opportunity comes, I'm taking it. If it doesn't, I don't really care. I have other shit I can focus my energy on. So yeah, I'm fired up about it, but I passed that stage in my career years ago where I'm a veteran mentally of the sport, man. I've been around, I've been through the ups and downs, I've, you know, fought through adversity, training for fights in hospitals while family members are, you know, in the hospital doing sprints up and down stairs. You know, we talked about it, you know, that's my fight in Canada. So I'm always motivated, but it's a lot of guys put too much on their fighting career. Like fighting is very important to me, but if the title fight didn't come, whatever, I'd still be training, still be fighting, still be grinding. You know, I'm a man on a mission. I have almost an inexhaustible amount of energy towards pushing and pursuing my goals. So I'll take it, man. They want to dangle that belt from me, I'll fucking snatch it up. But if it didn't come, it wouldn't have mattered to me. I would have been doing something else.
Yeah, I mean, you're a very hardworking, dedicated guy. And, I mean, not necessarily, like, pursuant of a specific championship, but, like, what is it you are, you know, pursuant of? Like, you talk about being very, like, you know, goal-oriented and driven. Like, what are you, I guess, ultimately pursuing?
In fighting?
Yeah, I guess just with this, like we talk about, like the belt not necessarily being like the be all and end all per se, but yeah.
I just want to go out there and be myself and self express. And if I can express myself the right way, I have a fire inside me that, you know, it's that intrinsic humanistic desire for, you know, conquering and exploring and glory, all these things that, you know, make men do the things they do. And it's, I don't do it just for my own personal, you know, selfish reasons. I like to inspire people. You know, I was a small town kid from a troubled home, and I remember, man, I was like 14, jogging up the highway, you know, training myself for fights. And, you know, I have kids, I have family members, and I can represent them and my town and my community and myself well just through, you know, performing good. And really, I just want to get out there and be myself. And if I'm out there, express myself and let that inner predator out, you know, 9 times out of 10, I'll win. I'm not scared to lose, and I'm definitely not scared to win. So I just want to go out there and put on some good fights. I do want that belt because I want to solidify who I am and my legacy as a fighter. You know, I've flown under the radar for years. I'm not really big on social media, though I should be. I'm a man of the world. I'm in the real world. I got shit going on. I wanted to check to make sure my phone wasn't dying. I want to get that belt, man. I want to get that belt just to say, hey, everyone, I'm the fucking best, because if I go out there and I perform the way I can perform, I am. So.
Yeah, I mean, this fight certainly giving you an opportunity to, you know, very much showcase that. I mean, you've had great opponents up until, you know, this juncture as well. But, I mean, when I saw this fight announced, I almost figured it was like some sort of title eliminator type fight, just considering the profile both of you have. Like, I'm curious your, I guess, specific thoughts on your opponent. Because, like, before the call, you were talking about how you were working with someone who can kind of replicate the, you know, lengthiness and whatnot of your opponent. So it sounds like you're very much trying to curate the sparring partner dynamic around like the body type or maybe some elements of Conor Tierney's style.
Yeah, I mean, Conor's good at what he's good at, and he's bad at what he's bad at. I mean, everyone has tendencies. He does things really well and fights every time, but then he does other things really bad every time in every fight, and that's the same with me. So you really want to just exploit those weaknesses. I mean, I'm not saying he's good, but dude, I've fought undefeated. He's not undefeated either, but I fought these guys, these hype train guys, who are like, they're talented, they're skilled. Man, I was 19-0 once too, bro. Like, I was the hot shit, and then I got knocked off my fucking high horse, you know. I respect him. I respect everyone who steps in there, and I respect what he can do. I know what he can do, but I mean, I'm not. Everyone acts like he's fucking Roy Jones Jr. I mean, I don't know. I see why everyone. He's a pretty fighter. He dashes in and out. Good head movement. Yada yada yada. But I mean, I think I'm gonna clip his ass. I think I'm gonna get in there. I'll tell you what. If I get my hands on him, he's fucked. Like, if he clinches with me for 2 minutes total in the fight, he's gonna be exhausted. Like, I'm gonna chew him up in the clinch. But that being said, you know, I'm excited because he is a talented fighter, and those are the fights I want. He's high profile, he's tough, he's skilled, whatever, yada yada yada. And that's what you know gets me going. I want to hunt predators. I don't want to hunt deer. I don't want to hunt prey. So I'm excited for it, and I've been kind of training for him for a while, because all the top 4 or 5 guys in my weight class have very specific styles. You have Paul Amino's a specific style. Connor's a specific style. And luckily for me, I have a lot of guys that can replicate how he fights. I don't think his style necessarily is that difficult to counter. You have to be wary of a couple key things. You have to be on the entire time. You can't fuck around. It's just like fighting Paul Amino, but different. You have to be on the whole time. You can't be lazy for a second, but with the right game plan. Like, if you watch this fight with Joe Elmore, I mean, Elmore won those first 2 rounds. Elmore's 5'9 or 8 or some shit. He has short-ass arms, and he was touching Connor, and he grabbed Connor up and just was wrecking him in the clinch. So I think, you know, Connor can hit hard. He can put your lights out with he has really nice, quick, precise punches, not a lot of volume, and he kind of does the same. He's like Dominic Cruz in a sense of, like, he has the same cycle of footwork over and over again. So as long as I mind my P's and Q's, like I said, if I just show the fuck up and be myself, I think it's a good night for me.
So you see, like, a very, like, defined pattern in what he's doing, and it's just a matter of, I guess, collecting a bit of, like, early intel, and then you feel like you'll be able to figure out what that rhythm is. Is that what you're saying, or is just...
Well, Yeah, but this is, here's the thing about fighting. I'm a veteran. I know this shit. You can watch footage and simulate a guy all fucking day, and then you get in there, and then his timing's slightly different. He's a little bit quicker. He moves a little bit different. So really, you kind of got it. You want to go in there with a game plan. I know there's certain tells he does every single time he does something. Whether or not I can capitalize them is that's what we're gonna see. But even if I don't, there's still a lot of keys to victory for me. He has one or two ways he can win the fight. I have three or four ways I can win the fight. So, yeah, of course, I'm game planning. I'm drilling the shit out of the things he does. But like I said, he could be coming up with all kinds of different... You never know until you get in there. So the first round or two, I got to be sharp. I got to get his timing down, his speed down, get his rhythm down. And I just can't let him dictate the pace. If you let a guy like Connor get loose and dictate and decide what happens, you know, you're going to have a long night. But I've never been bullied in a fight. I'm not a guy to get bullied. So as long as I do what I got to do, which I'm willing to do, should be a good night for me.
And just what are your thoughts on getting to, you know, compete in London? I mean, a lot of people look at that as, like, you know, a historic area for bare knuckle fighting, and I mean, certainly has its place within the sport's history too. Like, what are your thoughts on, you know, getting ready to fight in London, England for this next one?
I think London's great. Great fight city. The fans there are great. They're gonna be booing me, which is fine. And you're right, it's a kind of a, that area is kind of where bare knuckle, quote unquote, originated from. So the venue's going to be popping, the fans are going to be popping, the show's going to be on fire, everyone's going to be watching. That's great. I don't really like traveling for fights, not because it's just, I'm one of those guys, like, I want to, like, get up, go to work, piece the guy up and go home. Like, I got shit to do. So other than the 20-hour flight I'm looking forward to, but I'm flying out, you know, 2 weeks early to acclimate from the time difference and stuff like that. So I think it's great, man. I think it's fantastic. I'm going to go over and check out the Paris Catacombs at some point. I've always wanted to go over there. But, I'm hoping I can meet Tyson Fury. I know his gym's in London, so I'm going to go pop in and, you know, meet the Gypsy King and all that. It's just, it's going to be one of those fight trips that are just lifetimes of memories. I'm going to have a blast there. I'm looking forward to the whole thing. The awesome thing, and I'm not for sure, but since the time zone difference, we might be fighting there at like 12 in the afternoon, which is awesome. That's like the number one thing I'm looking forward to, because they want to put it on here at nighttime at the proper time, so we have to start there a lot earlier. So I'm hoping we fight there at 12, because I like getting up, getting my shit done, and then enjoying my day. I view fighting as like I'm gonna slide in there, throw some hands, slide out. I don't like sitting around and waiting 2 days to do it. But anyway, yeah, I'm excited, man. It's going to be great. The food's going to be good. I'm going to go to France and try some real pasta. Let's see what all the hype's about with the fucking pasta over there. Everyone, that's the birthplace of pasta, and I'm going to go over there and I'm going to judge it for sure.
Yeah, it sounds like there's a lot on the go there. That'd be cool to see if you linked up with Tyson Fury, a couple gypsies interacting. That could be a cool one.
Yeah, I mean, I've always, you know, I'm really big into psychology and all that stuff, and he's a guy that, another dude that went through, he's been really motivating for a lot of people, because he went through that period of time in his life where he was depressed, suicidal, he got all fat out of shape, he wasn't training, and he did that for years, and he came back, won the belt, you know, all that stuff. So he's another guy that I believe that true strength, to really develop your true strength and greatness, you have to go through those kind of adversities, and he's always been a big motivator for me. And, you know, I like how outspoken he's been about it. You know, he owned it up. He said, look, I was fat, I wanted to kill myself, but he pulled himself up by the bootstraps, man. So not only is he tremendously talented, but he shows depth of character with, you know, the things he's achieved. So, you know, just like with Jordan Peterson and all those guys, I admire and respect guys that go through that stuff, you know, especially with that much pressure. Because I'm telling you one thing, fighting from the guy that you never even heard of on some show in the Midwest to the champions of the big venues, fighting is a very stressful, lonely, demanding, mentally tough thing. And the higher up you go, the more demanding and strenuous it can be. So having a guy like, how many dudes get knocked out, like UFC champions get knocked out once, and you can kind of see their career crumble. It's a pressure cooker, man. And to have a guy, you know, win the belt and then go through 2 years of what he went through and come back and re-win it, it's a motivating thing. So.
Yeah, you talk about like the unique nature of like one's journey, regardless of like the level in combat sport. Like it's like a, you know, a hard, arduous, lonely kind of thing. You must have such a unique camaraderie with a lot of like the longtime, you know, training partners and stuff like that. Like even before this call, talking about, you know, guys like Tom Shove, and I mean names like Dave Rickles and Isaac Doolittle also, you know, come to mind as well. Can you speak to that kind of a unique camaraderie that you feel?
Yeah, you know, there's just nothing quite like the ups and downs of combat sports. And I've known guys, there's a guy I fought. It's so uniquely, you have to go through every sort of like emotional up and down, self-doubt, you know, all these things, the weight cut, all this stuff. And you're ultimately all by yourself. It's all on your shoulders. So with guys you've gone through that with, and just guys meeting, guys who've done it, you can always sit down. There's not a single fighter on this planet that can't sit down with another guy and, like, have something in common, whether they hate each other personally or not. Like, yeah, man, blah, 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 yeah, man, blah, blah, blah. We've all been through it, and it's just, you know, it's no different than, now, it's not life and death, so there's a difference, but it's like, you know, old warriors back in the day. There's just something about going through the experience of this journey by yourself. You have teammates, but this is a solo. It's not a fucking team sport. And everyone can support you and all that stuff, but you either perform or you give up on yourself in that ring every time. And no one else, nobody is going to make that decision for you. So people, and almost every fighter in their career, like I was saying before, goes to that slump of like questioning themselves, the self-doubt, the quit. Oh, if I only did this, if I only did that, blah, 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 blah. And it's built into your character. Like I said, fighting and athletics is a form of self-expression. So through fighting, I think people really, if you fought for 10, 15 years, I'm not talking about the guys who, you know, train with, do a fight or two here and there. It's a bit different when you have a long career and you have high pressure fights and you put so much energy into it. It's kind of like that old kung fu, you know, spirituality about it. Like you are self-developing throughout your fighting career, more mental than you are physical, for sure. And it's just a special thing, man. I'll sit down and have a beer with someone. I'm a nice guy and I'll have a beer with anyone anyway, but you know, guy who's been there and has been through all the ups and downs of fighting, something special about that. Like I said, you know, everybody, and I mean, fighting is a special career. It's a thing, man.
Yeah, I love how much you look at it as like a form of expression and everything like that, and it really, you know, comes through in how you talk about it and describe it and stuff like that. It's like a very artful kind of thing, and I feel like the few times we've talked, there's been some discussions about certain extreme metal and stuff like that. Have you been blaring a little bit of that lately? I feel like I always like to touch base with you on that end of things. Like, have you been, you know, jamming a little bit of that, like any kind of like, you know, extreme metal and things of that persuasion as of late, or not so much, too much on the go?
Yeah, for sure. Like, it depends on what kind of workouts I'm doing. When I'm doing like heavy lifting, or like, again, it all depends on my mood. Like there's times when you're working out, you're lifting heavy, and you're thinking about things that you're fucking, there's always something in your life that you're like, man, I'm sick of this shit, or whatever you're angry or frustrated about. I'll listen to the penis a lot. And I'll just get in there and I will just kill the weights. But I listen to all kinds of music. When I box, I like to listen to like hip hop, get that fluidity in there. You know what I mean? And to touch base, I'll just go back to previous questions. There's one more point I want to make. is here's how you can really tell that fighting's a really good form, like a form of self-expression, because you can see people in the ring. There's like certain, you see a guy push, and the fans and everyone watching, they connect with it. They know it on a human level. It's something special, like a guy getting dropped and just getting beat up, you know, 2.5 rounds, and pulls it out. Like that's why it's not Leon Edwards thing. It's so Leon Edwards. It's so mad. Just everyone inherently understands on some sort of subconscious level the level of grit it takes to fire and fight your demons and not quit and persevere. Like, if you look at Luke Rockhold's last fight, he got a lot of fans from that because he didn't quit. He fought through it. Form of him was expressing his self-doubt out in that last fight with Paulo Costa, and fans connect with that, man. And on a human level, people can see that, you know. And that's why, like, when you see your favorite fighter and you see him put out himself, it's so disappointing. Not only because he's your favorite fighter, because you know what that feels like. So, just to kind of touch base on that. Sorry, I switched topics back on here. But yeah, what have you been listening to lately, music-wise?
I'm kind of all over the place, man. Like, certain times of the day, I'll listen to, like, Casey Musgraves, like, a poppy kind of country artist, and then I'll listen to, like, Dying Fetus later in the day if I'm feeling it. Kind of similar to what you're talking about. It just sort of depends on the vibe and the mood and stuff like that. Sometimes I'll put on, like, The Smiths if I'm feeling, like, being a little melancholy. So, you know, it kind of just depends on the mood a little bit, like you were saying.
Can you sing?
Sorry, what was that?
Can you sing? It sounds like you have a really good singing voice. Do you sing?
It's been a little while. I'll sometimes do it for fun, but I was in a band for a period of time with my brother. I did, like, guitar and vocals, and he did drums.
Dude, you'd have a good singing voice, man. I can, like, now that I think about it, we should start a band.
Yeah, I'm down. I've been wanting to get back more into it and stuff like that. And, yeah, no, I love music for sure, so definitely down. But one of the things I wanted to touch on before we kind of wrap up here, I saw a video you posted that I thought was pretty funny. Like, you were talking about the secret gypsy techniques and kind of like talking to your opponent to, like, you know, get them slightly, you know, out of rhythm with what's going on. Like, you were like almost like saying like random words to see if it would elicit a reaction, like meatball sub and things like that, like referencing like the ex-girlfriend of the opponents. I'm kind of curious, like, have you done that in a fight, and like to a scale of it being just super ridiculous, like maybe a comedic kind of thing, or were you just having a bit of fun with that video?
Oh, for sure. Like, I was being kind of like tongue-in-cheek and like funny with it, the video. But that shit fucking works, dude. That works. Like, I've had guys in corners where, like, I had a guy I fought in Omaha one time, and I was elbow him in the face, and every time I hit him, I go, sorry. Sorry, man. And then, like, it distracts them from what's going on. Anything you can do to get in the guy's head. This is why, like, Nate Diaz is so successful, because Nate Diaz will do that. He will be getting his ass beat, right? And he'll just be like, what's up, bitch? And what's up? And he'll just get you so off, so focused on what he's saying to you versus what you're doing to him. That shit works, man. I'll say all kinds of shit. Sorry, someone's blowing my phone up. So when I saw Jason High, we were talking a shit ton. Like, he hit me. I was like, you hit like a bitch. He's like, fuck you. I was like, nah, you hit pretty hard, right? I kept chit-chatting with him, and it was slowly, I could feel it take something out of him, because when a guy hits you, and you kind of chit-chat with him, like, casually, there's something about that. I asked him, I was like, hey, is that your wife? He was like, shut up, because like his wife was screaming. I was like, God, she could scream loud, boy, like when we're on the ground. It all depends on that. Like, if I'm flowing and vibing, I'll talk to the guy sometimes. Yeah, that shit works, man. I'm telling you, it's sneaky gypsy shit.
Yeah, well, that's kind of it. Like, I figured you were being tongue-in-cheek, but then I was kind of thinking about it, and I was like, that would probably work. Like, it would be like just even that micro moment of like, what did you say? And then I mean that's all you need sometimes, right? That little tiny opening.
You know what I've done plenty of times, and I don't even mean to do this, is like, if I accidentally foul someone, I'll apologize, but then I'll immediately hit them afterwards. So like, in a fight, I kind of thumbed the guy in the eye a little bit, but it wasn't enough to where he'd stop it. The rabbi said, sorry. He's like, it's okay. And before he finished saying it's okay, I punched him in the face. Like, just that, it broke, and I didn't mean to. It just breaks their concentration. Same thing if you watch my Brandon Gertz fight. There's a moment when he's saying something to me because we're going back and forth, and I just punch him right in the fucking mouth. And he looks at me like, what the fuck? It's like, well, I'm not going to stop punching you. Keep talking if you want to, but, yep. It's just things you do, man. It's, like I said, all depends. All depends. I don't know much about Connor. I know he likes to fish. So I'm gonna talk some shit about his favorite. Your fishing sucks. I saw that catfish you caught. I was weak, son. A lot of times I'm talking to myself too. Like I was spawns and I did a shit ton of rounds. I was getting cycled in on, you know, new guy. But like I'd get hit maybe when I shouldn't have. I'm like, come on, bitch, we're being lazy. Kind of like it's called upregulating and downregulating. Guys scream in a fight, they're upregulating. When they're like corners, like relax, breathe. They're down-regulating. I up-regulate by self-talk a lot. Like, I'll call myself a bitch. Like, come on, bitch, let's go. Like, a lot of times the guy will think I'm talking to him, but I'm talking to myself. I'm like a workhorse. Like, I'm like a dog. I want to be yelled at to continue, you know? So it's a way to up-regulate and down-regulate. Whether or not, a lot of times it will affect the opponent, but if it doesn't, I don't really give a shit. But,
No, I appreciate the insights, man. You definitely have a unique mind for the game, which is why I have always enjoyed doing these different interviews and stuff like that. I feel like you always have great insights, but you've been really good with your time as well, man, and I want to be mindful of the rest of your schedule and everything as well. So to that point, is there any parting thought you might want to sort of add as we're wrapping up here, Jake?
Oh, man, I'm telling you, tune in. It's going to be a good-ass fight. I'm going to punch this dude in his fucking mouth at least one time solid, a good solid right. I want one of his teeth. He has some pretty ass teeth. He has nicer teeth than me, which is ironic because he's European. He's the one who's supposed to have fucked up teeth, not me. But no, man, I appreciate the call, and you know, I'm training hard, and anyone out there who's having a hard time, man, just keep grinding through it. We'll get through it, and you know, one step at a time. One foot in front of the other every day.
No, that's a good message for sure, man. And yeah, I was already very excited to, you know, see this fight. It's a lot of great stakes and just really a great fight in a vacuum, and even more excited just getting the insights from you. So thanks again for coming on, man. And yeah, you just have a good rest of your night too, Jake.
Hey, man, I appreciate you.